Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge. So glad to have you with us today. You'll be noticing a few small changes to our podcast that I just wanted to make you aware of really quickly. My shows recently became part of Salem Media Group's Life Audio podcast network. I'm really excited about this partnership for many reasons. Most importantly, it's going to help me share the teaching of God's Word with even more listeners than before. So it's hard not to be ridiculously excited about that. But this podcast at this point has been downloaded over 10 million times by listeners throughout the world. And I'm optimistic that we're going to reach even more in the coming years. You may have noticed new cover art on the show. You'll also be hearing some sponsorships from various ministries and businesses who want to partner with us in this ministry, and we're grateful for their generosity. And so today, we're going to be continuing our study of the book of Job. But before we get into today's reading, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible, or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.crew.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 42, and we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you will make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself, and repent in dust and ashes." After the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take seven bulls and seven rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer, not to deal with you according to your folly. For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did what the Lord had told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came to him all his brothers and sisters and all who had known him before, and ate bread with him in his house. And they showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. and each of them gave him a piece of money and a ring of gold. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first daughter Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen Hepuch. And in all the land there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And after this, Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons 4 generations. And Job died, an old man and full of days. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to see how this book resolves as we watch what you did on behalf of Job, as you spoke to Job's friends and you corrected them because of the bad advice they had been giving Job, and as you commended the way that Job was speaking of you and portraying you correctly. And you restored Job's fortunes and blessed him and his family in ways that he certainly was not expecting. Lord, it's a beautiful end to this book, and there are important applications that we should take from it. But Lord, it's also interesting that for Job's friends to be okay, you required that Job would pray on their behalf, and that they would have to acknowledge that they had spoken poorly and that they had said things that were not correct about you. Lord, it's fascinating when we think about the fact that you required that intercession be made on behalf of Job's friends. And then we look at what your word tells us about your son, Jesus Christ, who suffered on our behalf and who serves as the intercessor between God and man. Lord, we're grateful for the intercession ministry of your son, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful, Lord, that it's prefigured in the events of this passage. We're given a foretaste or a glimpse of the ministry that Christ accomplishes on our behalf every single day. So, Lord, thank you for these pictures. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for the resolution that we see coming to Job's life in the midst of this book, for the things that you taught him, for the fact that you invited him to confess and repent before you. He does so. And ultimately, his faith in you is stronger because of this experience that you allowed him to go through. Help us to have that kind of perspective in the midst of our trials as well. We love you, Lord. We're grateful for your presence with us. We commit this day to your care. And we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.